Hey friends, Lauren Ellerman here. It is a freezing day in April, so forgive me if you hear my space heater behind me. Today we're going to talk about a topic we get questions for and about all the time, and that is, do I have a right to a severance agreement if I've been at a company for a certain amount of time? I don't know what the law is in other states, but my guess is not a single state in the fair United States has a law requiring companies to offer severance agreements. I might be wrong. In Virginia, there is certainly no such law. There is certainly no obligation for an employer to provide you any amount of money once you leave. And that doesn't matter if you are leaving on good terms, bad terms, for cause, without cause. It doesn't matter what it is. The issue is the same. Unless you have previously signed a contract that provides certain, I would call them termination benefits or severance benefits, meaning you will get XYZ after you leave, you have no legal right to those benefits. Occasionally, you will see a contract that says, we may offer severance upon termination of this contract. So people call and they ask, do I get severance? My contract says they may offer severance. Well, may offer something is not a contractual duty to offer something. It's a placeholder. It's a, if we feel about it, like we want to do it, we'll do it, but we don't have to. And most of the time, you'll only see severance in one of the following circumstances. One, a high-level executive who has negotiated for severance as part of their original contract. Two, you might see severance in a case where a high-level executive leaves, and all of a sudden everybody's worried that person may take their information, knowledge, etc. to a competitor, but they didn't have a non-compete before. So they will say, hey, listen, we will give you this huge chunk of money in a severance if you now agree not to use what you know for a competitor. So you might see severance coupled with a non-compete agreement, either a tightening of a non-compete agreement or one for the first time. And then the third time you'll see severance is if there's a massive layoff and they really just don't want to be huge jerks, and so they will offer either an early buyout or a small minor severance for the large amount of people that they are letting go. I read a contract this week where it didn't matter if someone had been with the company for 1 year, 2 years, 20 years, whatever. They only gave 2 weeks severance if they terminated the person without cause. So if the person quit, there was no severance. If there was a reason to fire the person, there was no severance. And it didn't matter if you'd been there your whole life. If they just decided on a Monday they were sick of looking at your face and they wanted to fire you, you only got 2 weeks of severance. So unfortunately, the way that the law is in Virginia is there is no guarantee of severance unless it was originally contracted for. Severance agreement is looked at just like a contract. A judge will look at the four corners of the contract to see if it's reasonable and fair. And I will say that anytime you get severance, it will also be coupled with a release of claims. So they're not going to hand you a check as you walk out of the door unless you agree you won't sue them. Well, what could you possibly sue an employer for? Though this is not my area of expertise, and I refer these cases out, there are cases of discrimination, age discrimination, gender discrimination, that kind of thing. And so often you will see in a severance a very long one-page, two-page release of claims outlining all of the legal claims that you are hereby releasing and promising you will never make against the company in exchange for which you're getting this little severance. So unfortunately in Virginia, you're probably not going to see a severance. Doesn't matter how long you've been there, unless you're a high-paid exec. They want to keep you quiet when you leave, and so they're going to give you some money to have you sign a new non-compete, or you originally contracted for it. Sometimes you can negotiate for a severance, but sometimes not. It really just depends on the circumstances. So if you have questions about whether or not you're entitled to a severance, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 540-985-0098. Lauren Ellerman down in Roanoke signing off. Wishing you a happy spring. Thanks, guys.